Welcome to the first episode of Most Read Books. I'm Jen, and Most Read Books is all about covering new releases and best-selling books. It's a podcast for everyone out there who wants to know what everybody else is reading, and whether you might want to read it too. Today's episode is called The Silent Crawdad and the Six, so we'll be talking about Where the Crawdads Sing, The Silent Patient, and Daisy Jones and the Six. Alright, so let's start with Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. It's been on the bestseller list for a really long time. There's a pretty good chance if you're listening to this, you may have already read it. I think it's been one of the top-selling books on Amazon for over 6 months, and as of right now, it's still sitting at number one. A quick rundown of the plot is that it's about a girl, Kaya, who has an unconventional upbringing. She grows up in a shack out in the marshes on the outskirts of a small village. She has an unstable family life. Her father's abusive. She doesn't attend school. She runs around barefoot, that sort of thing. She eventually becomes the town outcast. They call her the Marsh Girl. And when there's a murder in town, she's the one they suspect. So I read this a few months ago, and I really liked it. I think the character of Kaya is pretty unique. The setting of the book feels new. I mean, I don't know the last time I read a book that was set out in the marshlands. But most importantly, I think there's just so many interesting aspects to the plot. In terms of Kaya's personal life, there's her alienation and loneliness. There's some romance and romantic disappointment. And then there's the whole family aspect of it that she has to work through. And then, on top of all of that, there is the murder mystery component. So throughout the entire book, you're getting kind of a police procedural feel, and that segues into this courtroom drama type interlude. I think where Owens does a really fantastic job is bringing together the two sides of the story. So on one hand, you have the emotional development of Kaya as a girl growing up to be a woman, and on the other hand, you have this murder investigation of this guy, for this guy Chase, whose body is found, and you're finding out what type of evidence is out there, and what ties Kaya to him, and what evidence is there that ties Kaya to his murder. It's a really interesting story. It's a great book for book clubs. There's a lot to discuss. It's a fun read. It's accessible. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's an easy book for me to recommend to people. Moving to the next book for this episode, we have The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. So I'm not actually sure how his last name is pronounced. I couldn't find a recording of him saying his last name. So I went down this rabbit hole of watching all these YouTube videos of people with the same last name trying to hear their pronunciation, but it wasn't consistent, and I end up watching this like middle school aged Greek kid dance on some video, and at that point, I decided to give up on finding an accurate pronunciation. So I'm sorry, I don't actually know how his last name is pronounced, but I'm going to go with Alex Michaelides. The Silent Patient is a psychological thriller. It was released on February 5th, so relatively recently, but it's been on pretty much all the bestseller lists ever since. The book opens with a murder from 6 years ago, where it seems pretty clear that the killer was his wife, Alicia, a well-known painter. Then it flashes forward to the present. We know that Alicia was convicted and institutionalized, and that she has not spoken since the murder. Our narrator, Theo, is a man who has recently signed on to help with her psychotherapy. He wants to know what happened and why she won't speak. I loved the premise of this book. There's a dead guy tied up. He's shot in the face. His wife hasn't said a word for 6 years. Great. I'm paying attention. And I will say, without giving anything away, the way that it concludes is really solid as well. Obviously, I'm not going to give away the ending, but there's a number of clever twists, some nice surprises. It's a mystery thriller, and it delivers. I enjoyed reading this book. It's a thriller, so if you're not into mystery slash thrillers, I don't think this book will change your mind. But if you do like books in that genre, The Silent Patient is a fun book. Some stuff I didn't like. There's a bunch of red herrings, and a few of them get a little silly. It teeters on the edge of feeling campy when it's obvious stuff is being put in there just to seem mysterious. Of course, most people will probably overlook these things. They'll enjoy it anyway. It's not a deal breaker. I'd sum this up by saying it's not a perfect book. It is an entertaining book if you like thrillers. There's also a movie adaptation in the works for The Silent Patient, so if you're on the fence about it, you could always wait and see if it comes out as a movie. The production studios that are behind the adaptation also did movies like Vice, If Beale Street Could Talk, so if it does become a movie, it's probably going to be pretty good. So the last book for today is Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. It was released last month in March, and it's been doing pretty well ever since. You might know Taylor Jenkins Reid from one of her previous books, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which I know a lot of people like. Though I think a lot of the reason Daisy Jones has been really popular has been because Reese Witherspoon chose it for her book club, and then she's also developing it for a 13-episode series on Amazon. So let's get into the plot. Daisy Jones is all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's about a band getting famous. It's written in an oral history form, which basically means the whole book is written like it's cut together from a bunch of people talking. So if you were reading a written transcript of an episode of VH1's Behind the Music, that's basically the feel of the book. And as a side note, if you do decide, if you think that this story is interesting, a lot of people are recommending this as an audiobook. If you like audiobooks, maybe this is a good one for you. But the actual plot of it is that we have Daisy Jones. She's our main character. She's a girl growing up in the 70s. And she's young, and she's beautiful, and talented. There's actually a review in the Washington Post of this book, and it starts out with, "Is Daisy Jones gorgeous? Oh my word, yes. We know because Taylor Jenkins Reid reminds us every few pages of Daisy Jones and the Six." I thought that was really funny because it's really true. But anyway, a manager pairs her up with an up-and-coming band, the Six, and they become Daisy Jones and the Six and become wildly successful. So the whole book is essentially about their road to fame as this late 70s rock and roll band. The de facto leader of the Six is their frontman, Billy, and he's controlling, he struggles with substance addiction. He basically serves as the foil for Daisy. Meanwhile, he has to spend all this time with Daisy. She's uninhibited, she's a habitual pill popper, she won't listen to him the way that his bandmates do. So a lot of the friction and the drama in this story arises from these two gorgeous people and the natural tension in their relationship. And that's pretty much the entire plot of Daisy Jones and the Six. It's lighthearted, it's upbeat, even with regards to the whole substance abuse issue. The whole thing is just meant to be entertainment. I personally didn't love that drug usage was treated so casually. I'm just not into that lifestyle. That said, I know that that is not what this book is about. The substance abuse is in there to serve as a plot obstacle. Like I said, it's breezy, it's uncynical. The only issue, I guess, it really seems to be trying to make a point with has to do with the representation of the female characters. There's three main female characters, including Daisy Jones, and they're all depicted as these really assertive women. They're depicted in a way that Hollywood tends to like to depict what it thinks strong women should look like. This representation just didn't speak to me at all. I think it was well-intentioned. I think it was trying to be progressive, but because the book was trying so hard not to have to tackle any hard issues, I think it ended up feeling really empty to me. When any of the women in this book want something or if they have a problem with something, they're very assertive. They just say it, they state their case, and in the book, they always get their way, which oversimplifies how these things work. It's just not that simple in real life, so that didn't do anything for me. Yeah, so Daisy Jones was not my favorite book. It is, however, a fun, upbeat story. It's probably good as a beach read if you're looking for one. So yeah, I think that pretty much is the first episode of Most Read Books. If you actually made it from the beginning all the way to here, thank you, and I'll be totally honest, I'm not sure if I'm going to continue with this. I think it just depends on whether or not anyone is actually listening and whether or not like the sound of my own voice drives me crazy. So if you do want to hear more, don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time on Most Read Books.